Episode 5, Special Delivery, Hot and Ready. Floating aimlessly towards the dead Meridian, the crew needed guidance, reaching out to Master Plo Koon. He warned them of Commander Killian Gorvek, their contact at Skyhold Base, a hidden fortress deep in contested space. Their mission demanded they secure passage through this no man's land, but nothing about Gorvek suggested an easy alliance. Worse, the Jedi Master did not have his exact coordinates. Hoping Senator Jani Hanuk, a fellow security intelligence counselor, could help, they infiltrated a high-security diplomatic convention on Duro, disguised as pizza delivery workers. From her, they gleaned intelligence on their target, Tiber Solvar, and his hidden compound on Hoth. And another warning about Gorvek, but still no coordinates. They sought the last counselor, Director Armin Izzard, strong-armed into handing over the coordinates to Skyhold Base. Now, finally, their ship descends upon the fortress, where Commander Gorvek awaits. A warm welcome is unlikely. maybe I should play that again so you can hear just how unpolite he was. But I guess that brings me to Nick, who's sitting in playing Commander Gorvek. You guys have landed onto his base. It's a sky base. Skyhold base. Skyhold base. It's a military outfit. You see tents and other military equipment buzzing around. It's kind of hectic as you land into a makeshift landing area. And Commander Gorvek is standing there holding a coffee and waiting for you, looking a little bit impatient and confused. Let me see. I guess your van, the work van. Let's get a picture of that in here because we haven't seen this in a little while. It's not exactly a military vessel. It's actually just a delivery work van. And now you've landed on the base. Commander Gorvek, let's see.
All right, gentlemen.
This is from the last session.
Killian Gorvek. Welcome to Skyhold Base. Rule number one around here is I'm number one. You follow the rules, you fall in line, and we'll get along all right. Now let's get to work.
See, I thought that was polite. He was just like, let's get to work, fellas. I'm your friend.
Yeah, but he's also not our boss.
We really don't have any bosses. We're kind of just a loose collective.
Yeah, your motivations are very unclear.
Yeah, very unclear.
So facto, I'm your boss.
That he's probably right.
All right. Yeah, as you... again, he shakes... Who came up to him first? I don't remember.
It was Taz.
It was Taz?
Okay, yeah, Taz jumped off of the boat.
Okay, and he reached his hand out to shake his hand, right? Oh, no, he's frozen. Nope, he's back.
What?
Taz, you were first out of the ship going to shake Gorvek's hand.
So continue.
Nope. And scene.
Nope, he's frozen.
Oh, no.
All right, screen. Do it, Tiger. Teach him a lesson.
He came back.
Taz, shake the man's hand. I'm standing there like awkwardly, like, hey, like you're just staring off into space. Taz. Shake Commander.
Don't embarrass me.
Yeah, don't embarrass
us. Are you okay, son?
What? Where are we?
Is there something wrong with you?
No, well, he's a little sunburned.
Some people have said so.
Why? He gets a little of the spaces, you know, stares off into
Taz
space.
All right, hold on.
What did he just say?
How are we doing, sir?
I think he said he's a tornado.
I'm Kataz Tortonado.
Oh, that's your name. I thought you were insulting him.
No. You can call me Taz. It's easier for
you. All right, sounds good, Taz.
Simple folk.
Oh.
All right, will do. Will do. Who's the rest of this ragtag crew here?
Uli Lenara, nice to meet your space base. Looks nice.
Hi, I'm Clyde.
It'll do.
I'm Clyde. Do you you desire a panini?
No, absolutely not. But thank you for asking.
Well, Pizzinis, if that helps change your mind. Pizzinis are they're pretty good.
Maybe later. I think we got some work to do here.
Okay.
But don't forget about our driver.
Yeah, and I'm Kale Borax, and I am Taz's boss.
Yeah, actually, only
I guess I one do have a boss.
Only one of us brought our boss to work today.
Did you say your boss?
Yeah. You don't bring your boss on exciting space missions? Boss.
All right, well, that's all well and good. I'm the boss now, so let's just keep that in mind, all right?
He's the captain now.
Yeah, we were told.
I have a long way to joke. Now.
You needed our help with something. We haven't done much, but we'll give it a try.
Yes. So we got to retrieve something. Before we get to your order of business, I need to get to a book that is of great importance to me. Doesn't really matter what it is, but I do need your help getting there.
Is it like a blank book that has nothing written in it?
Yeah, but we got turned by a book earlier in the story.
By a Jedi?
No, I don't really care much about Jedis.
I thought this might be easy.
No.
Yeah, we already got one of those.
No, I don't. Listen, all you need to know about the book is that I need to get it back. All I need to know about you is that you need to get somewhere. So let's leave it that and get going here.
See, he already knows us. He's like, you know. You got really so focused, goddammit.
Have so you tried the library by chance?
It's a library. There ain't any reading out here. All right.
Well, Clyde knows all about the libraries. That's his thing.
Clyde? That's my thing.
You're a librarian?
All right, Clyde. If we need a library, we'll let you know. But I don't think that's going to come up. But I appreciate that.
What kind of book is this? Is it your diary?
And all you need to know about the book is that it's of great importance to me, and I need to get it back.
Oh, it's definitely his diary, guys.
I'm gonna read it first.
Either that, or it's like a really smutty.
You cannot read my diary.
don't read my smutty material.
Does it have like one of those little locks on it?
So, what color was the book?
You guys
put us on the mission.
We're fixated on the damn book.
You want the book back.
These are important follow-up questions.
All
is it a
need to know?
How are we?
All you need to know at this moment. Listen. You people are asking way too many damn questions.
Where was the last time you saw it?
I don't think he misplaced it. I think he knows where it is. We just have to go.
I think
get
it was at your mom's house. Now let's go.
I don't know my mother.
Okay.
Yeah, none of us do. We're Jedi.
Okay. Well,
filling this in a little bit. So Killian, or Commander Gorbeck has gotten orders from the Security Council to escort you across the Dead Meridian.
Yeah.
In exchange, he says he needs some kind of book. He does know where it is. And let's see.
Borders.
It is not at Borders. It is at a there is an old fueling station on an asteroid nearby that has now been converted into sort of a separatist outpost. It's been sort of taken over and militarized a little bit, and the book is in there.
Okay, so he knows where it's at.
It's
hard to get.
No, yeah, he was vamping because I didn't tell him where it was. he does know where it is.
Yeah, well.
All right, so separatist though, huh?
I'm Are you driving or are we driving? What?
Are we taking separate cars?
Well, no, we're.
Should we just follow you?
I don't think that little ragtag vehicle of yours is going to make it. So we're going to go ahead and get my ship.
The pizza delivery van?
I mean, it's real cute. I think I had one when I was about 10 years old, but it's not going to work out.
That's what I told you guys. I thought it was really cute.
There's a wampa in there.
There's a pygmy wampa in there.
Can you guys take care of the brisket while we're gone?
Who are you talking to?
What?
Is that your responsibility, Taz?
Someone's got to.
This guy's like, you want me to make you a brisket?
Yeah, you want a brisket? We got MREs out here.
I've been here in 10 minutes. And I've been offered paninis and briskets.
No, I have a pet on board.
It's actually a food truck.
It is a food truck, technically.
And her name is Brisket. And she needs to be taken care of while we're gone.
Well, you go ahead and bring Brisket with.
Great idea. Okay. You don't ever bond with this animal.
All right, I'll bring Brisket with.
No. It's all right. We'll bring him with, and, if worse comes to worse, we got some food.
Oh, you're going to sacrifice yourself?
Oh, no, no.
I haven't known you for very long, but that's kind of nice.
Oh, this is, guy's a smart ass, huh?
Oh, in every game.
I know.
Taz, I think he's talking about brisket being the food.
I think it was.
What? No. I think we should leave brisket here then.
Okay, well, just like throw some extra bowls of food in there. We'll be gone like a couple hours. It'll be fine.
Bowl of panini.
You saw what happened last time. She didn't have any food. She got into the ductwork and everything. It was a mess.
That's why you throw a couple extra bags of food in there, and they know how much to eat. Like it's like cats. They just leave some food out and some water. And we'll be fine for like a day or two.
While you guys are saying this, Gorvek makes a motion over to some of his troops about and makes some like weird hand signals, and they get the message that they need to start getting the transport ready. And the transport is carted over closer to where you're at, where you're going to take off. It's a military type craft. And he says, now is the time to decide whether or not you're going to bring brisket before you go to this asteroid. I don't care how you do it, but let's do it quickly.
Let's put them down.
Okay. If we can't have them, nobody can.
No, we'll bring brisket. We can just leave the crate in the carrier too.
It's your responsibility. It's a very important responsibility. All right, Taz.
I think I can handle it.
You?
I don't.
I'll walk it. I'll walk her, and I'll feed her, and I'll give her water, and I'll love her.
It just occurred to me that maybe Nick does not know what a wampa is, so I'm going to share this picture. This is brisket. It's basically like three quarters of a man-sized bear.
Yeah, we found him in our vents. Ooh. The fuck is up with that?
Yeah, he's also devilishly curious, which is how he got in the vents.
He liked eating wires.
Yeah, we had to send Taz into the vents to get him, and it was all sorts of mess.
Kale and Taz did lure him back into the cage. Kale is a beast hunter in his history, and you can tell from his hat that he's been around a few beasts.
For sure.
All right.
I'm a zookeeper.
Kale makes some more hand motions, signals like a baseball coach, and gets brisket. The cage holding brisket off of your ship, just like that. He gets him carted off of the Kahuna Wave and put onto the ship that the military ship you're going to be taking down. I don't know what the name of that ship is.
Probably doesn't have one. except for numbers.
Gorvek, which one is yours? This little one over here, or this slightly bigger one, more got a lot of tech on it? Which one's yours?
Yeah, what's its name?
Which one do you think?
I mean, I'm going to go.
Is it the big one that, like, yeah, is it the small one that says the Royal Gunner, or is it the big one that says the Little Princess?
The Little Princess. You got it, brother. We try not to take ourselves too seriously around here. After all, might be your last day. So.
Might be your last day too, though.
What are you doing? Why are you threatening him?
No.
We're getting in his ship.
No.
That was not a threat. That was not a threat. I was just informing him that.
Yes, about the fragility of life.
You could die any minute.
Yeah, no. You could die any second.
You work with animals. What are you doing?
They could also die any second, too. But I tried telling them the same thing. They don't really pay attention.
I have concerns.
Oh, good God.
Oh, good God.
I think we've all just gotten real uncomfortable.
We just realized.
All
right. You guys, serial killer.
Yeah. Shut up and get in the Little Princess.
Yes. Get in the princess. Wait, hold on. That didn't sound right. Well, we'll keep it like that.
Shotgun.
All right. All right. You guys do get into the princess. It's clear that you're starting to wear on the patience of Gorvek, but for whatever reason, he really, really wants this book, and you really, really want to get across the Dead Meridian. So you guys file into the princess. Kale, yes, you jump into the passenger seat. I imagine, Gorvek, you're going to just fly it yourself.
Yes.
Okay. He's going to just drop into the pilot seat. And again, the rest of you get on there and you start to take off and you start heading towards an asteroid field.
How many parsecs can this honey do?
Oh, as much as you need.
Love to hear that. Much better than our last vehicle.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's our home.
I've seen a picture never mind. I'll leave it at that.
AM, FM, you got all the things here.
Yes, sir. Yep, we got this act completely decked out.
Yeah, where's the bathroom?
Not playing around here. Oh, my Christ. It's somewhere. Just find it. You're a grown man. What are you doing?
Taz, if you find the bathroom, make sure you flush this time. All right? You remember what happened last time.
Holy Christ.
Wash your hands, too.
I really wish that isn't referring to something that actually happened in our game.
Yeah, because last time you didn't flush, we found a little vent monster.
It was a pretty big vent monster.
Oh, this is a nice ship. This is a really nice ship. It's a really nice ship.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so how long is the shuttle ride?
It's not very long. You guys are heading towards the asteroid field, and as he's starting to drive, he seems to be capable of driving and really capable of a talented pilot. He gets you closer, kind of weaving slowly between asteroids. Nothing too dangerous, but he's driving with ease. And you're getting closer and closer to one asteroid in particular. And
is that an asteroid or a moon?
No, it's
no moon.
Nailed it. And as he starts to get closer, the fueling station becomes apparent. It looks a little like this. It's built into the asteroid. It is heavily. It was formerly. You could tell it was formerly a a fueling station, but now it's been a little bit militarized. There are walls around it, and a security outpost that has a road that leads to the station. Gorvek puts you down a little bit a ways from where you would be out of immediate sight of any people that were on this in the station or the fueling station. And you see a sign that says up ahead, the Flying Genth.
The Flying Genth?
Genth. J-E-N-T-H. Flying Genth.
Flying Genth. So, separatists, huh? Is this like there's a lot of them. Where's this,
Okay, are they like droids or what?
Gorvek, you know that the separatists in this station are most likely entirely droids.
The robots. All right,
they're most likely entirely droids.
I mean, that's
most likely.
Most fair likely.
What type of droids are we talking about here? Etiquette and protocol?
No, probably those separatist droids. I don't know their droid.
Unk.
Hey, I'm with you.
I don't run into those Roger ones.
Are they armed? Do we need to be worried about that?
They are armed.
Yeah, they could be armed. Yeah, I mean, more than likely armed. Yeah,
we're not exactly separatists. I don't think we're going to be able to just stroll in there, you know, demanding to use our Flying Jed's rewards card for some sweet points.
Well, let's go in.
Just walk straight in. Okay. All right. Yeah,
just walk straight in. I mean, it's a gas station, right? What are they going to do?
It's a separatist gas station. We're with the commander of the Republic Army.
Well, just don't bring it up.
He's that high up.
We'll just not bring it up. We're
literally Commander Gorvek.
I am a commander.
I thought it was general.
A commander. But we're just here to find the
general?
Book.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to mistitle you.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Commander.
Is it Mrs. General?
Is there a Mrs. General?
Or is it Ms. General? I'm sorry.
Never mind.
Look at me, I'm so tiny.
All right. You can all see the map now, right?
Mostly.
Yeah.
Mostly. Okay. Yeah. It should be obscured by the tall walls.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Those walls are tall. Oh, there's some droids.
Yes. You guys are at this. Oh, you don't need that. Okay. So you guys are down the road a little bit here, the service road. Like I said, you're just out of reach here. But you do see that there seems to be a security checkpoint with two droids, and it appears to be... Well, actually, roll a perception. Either Kale... Actually, Kale and Taz. All right, we remembered. Great. All right, you both failed. Wow.
You guys aren't seeing anything.
Kale, you do have an advantage in that you see that they have some animals with them, but you can't quite see what they are.
Animals?
Are they varmints?
Oh, I don't see that.
Yeah, you don't see that.
Kez, did you bring any of that little puppy chow with you?
I always have some. It's actually a pretty good snack, too.
As Taz is sitting there eating dog food, as you're talking to him.
I have a little bit.
Chewing on a pig's ear.
So, how you guys
going on?
Get in
Why are
here?
We talking about dog food? What do you see up there?
There's maybe some dogs or a varmint.
Well, my initial thought, got to get maybe Taz and I. We'll try to lure that dog away with snacks, and you guys can maybe do your thing, talk to these droids, get in.
I like doing my thing.
Do your thing.
All right, I'm going to go do my thing.
All right, that sounds like a plan. I don't know how much talking there's going to be.
I mean,
yeah. This is all part of the plan. I got a plan, guys. I'm going to go up to the,
Cal was trying to say something.
I'm sorry.
Let's take a timeout, guys, right? Are we going to go in guns blazing? Is that the plan?
I don't have a gun.
Out of character. You're actually trying to come
monkey
up with
a butt
plan.
To what?
I don't know if you got our MO yet. We just rush in and ask questions later.
Inane ones.
Gorbeck, I mean, what you got on you? What's your arsenal? What you packing?
You do have some guns. You have a blaster carbine.
A blaster carbine and a pistol.
Oh, you can see it. Okay, good.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I think the best thing is, if they could form a diversion, a bit of a diversion, run up, maybe we get these two drones quickly and quietly so that they don't set off any alarm bells here. And then we'll meet back up on the other side and figure out the next move here.
All right.
And I'll remind everyone else that, I think Uli has a gun.
I do too. Yeah, I do.
Okay. But I don't think anybody else does.
I got what I thought was a cattle prod.
Nobody else brought guns?
I have a cattle prod. I thought I had a cattle prod. It's actually just a flashlight with a stick. I have a blank book here. I can use that as a weapon.
I got a force pike.
I
got a pike. None of you brought guns.
None of you brought what?
All right. Okay, all right.
I got an idea.
No.
I got an idea, guys.
Okay, go ahead.
I can use my force ability to move a rock and throw it as a diversion.
Okay.
Classic.
I thought
classic,
it was dog food.
Well, we have to get rid of the dogs. The dogs aren't going to be tricked by rocks, but those droids might be.
The plan.
At the word dogs, Taz already starts walking forward.
Wait, no, boy, no! And he's already gone.
with his hand full of treats out.
Okay, I'm going to...
Oh, he's got dog treats. That guy likes dogs. He likes all kinds of animals. It's kind of a problem at this point.
Oh, my Christ.
Okay.
Come here, Pooch.
Okay. The droids don't seem to notice you yet, but the dogs start approaching you.
Quick, Clyde, throw a rock. Force throw a rock.
Can I force throw a rock?
Okay. Yeah, the dog is, they're slowly coming up to you. It seems non-threateningly at first.
Oh, good. So I keep holding one hand out with the dog food or the treats, and then I put my other hand out.
What are the droids doing?
The droids haven't noticed yet that the dog has walked away.
Throw the rock.
Can I throw a rock?
You're trying to force throw a rock?
Yes, please.
Okay. You need to roll a force dice. So pull up. So you have to click on the dice in the chat next to, like, right above where you type. There's a little dice.
Okay.
It's the white one. I don't know what it's called in there. What is it? Yeah, it says force.
Okay.
Just one.
Okay, and then roll that?
Roll that.
This is so cool. I've never rolled for... Oh, my God, no.
Is that not good?
Did anything move, guys? Did you see anything move? Uli, did you see a rock move?
I mean, if it's dark set points, does that mean something like horrible has happened or do you just fail?
No, you just can't spend dark side points.
Oh, okay. No.
So I didn't do nothing, so I failed. Just say I failed. You tell me I failed.
you failed.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gorvik. I swear, I'm a Jedi, but I'm one who works in the library. I did not.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. You've brought a rock to a gunfight, son.
All right. He's right.
Come on.
I brought a book to a gunfight.
Right. Listen, Taz, you're distracting. You got the dog. You distract him because I think, you do your dog whispering thing whatever the hell it is you do. Hey, you listen, bud, I'm talking.
She's got the
now.
Gun.
Yeah, I got a gun.
I better start talking to somebody with a gun. This guy's throwing rocks and talking about paninis. Oop. The other guy talks to dogs. Holy cow.
You want me to shoot something? Right.
Yeah, shoot one of these damn droids. Let's go.
Can I shoot a droid? That was out of character. Come in here. First time I play this game, and you're talking about paninis and dogs.
Can I try to shoot one of the droids, the ones closest to me?
Yeah. All yeah. Right. Go ahead and shoot your blaster. I'll say you guys are at medium range, so just the...
So two difficulty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Check failed.
What's the triumph?
With a triumph. How would you like to spend your triumph?
I want to miss, which was my goal, but maybe it draws their attention like in a way that's not like they immediately set off the alarm. They're more like, what is that? You know?
Oh, you should do the voice.
Yeah.
Rad, rad.
All right. You were trying to miss the entire time.
Totally. I mean, I have a gun, but my skills are a little.
That was quite a shot, Uli.
Oh, thanks, man.
What? What was that? What was that? And they start to approach you. From where the shot was coming from.
Can I pick up a rock and throw it?
Yeah, you can do that.
The rock.
What is that? Is that range light?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Any difficulties? Any modifiers?
Yeah, it'd be two purple.
Two purps.
Oh. Oh. The dice gods are not fair tonight.
Yeah, you throw a rock, and it just bounces off of them because they're robots. But now they know. Now they know where you're at. What was that? Who did someone just try to throw a rock?
I go running.
Was that a rock? And then Cal, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I walk up to the droids and I say, "Yes, that was us. We would like to purchase. We would like to purchase these fine beasts. How much for them?
What? They're not for sale. These are guard dogs."
Yes.
Yes, you are. Yeah, you are.
Oh, see,
you're the best guard dogs.
See, Taz, this boy, I promised him some dogs. Love to take them home. How much for them?
Roll a negotiation. I think even to get them to want to sell them, is there... There should be a negotiation, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to have dogs in the ship now?
You guys are just collecting. Sir, this is a private base. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. No, you can't have our dogs. And I don't appreciate you feeding them.
Commander Gorbeck, if you got anything up your sleeve,
Commander,
now be attacked.
Are you a commander? Oh, you're not standing there. That's right.
All right, well, I walk over there.
Stop. They notice your uniform. Stop right there. You are an enemy combatant. I should shoot on you right here.
All right, well, can I shoot at them first?
I've
decided.
Yeah.
I think we're all waiting for this.
They made us with the rock, so we're going to start... blasting here, so
yeah, it was their fault.
What do I,
all right, so well, as you're so after you're highlighted, there's combat at the top left.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to do a quick draw, it's probably the light blaster pistol.
All right. Do you need me to modify anything here?
You're now close, so you can take one purple away. So it should just be one instead of two.
How do you make it? How do I go?
You right click it.
Yeah, right click it. It's I found that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I found that out the hard way. Yeah, I tried giving myself. You told me to get away, take away one, and I accidentally had like 14.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, we're in for it. All right, let's see if we can actually get something here.
Oh my god, you have so many yellow dice. yeah, you blast one off. Yep. Yeah. One of them you just completely eviscerate.
Holy crap!
And his head gets blasted off, and he falls down. The other one you hit in the chest, and he's sort of stumbling backwards.
I'm in the background.
Oh yeah, the dogs are scared. Now they're in an attack posture.
I just dropped another rock I picked up.
You picked up your rock?
No, I said I dropped another rock I picked up.
Oh.
Oh, no. The rocks again.
I give him more food.
Do you have more food?
Yes.
How much puppy chow you carry?
Let's not worry about that.
All right. Yeah. The dog is growling, but because of the food, it hasn't attacked yet.
Then let's just leave these dogs.
Well, there's still a droid. He's startled for the moment, but he has not fallen down yet.
Can I move closer and try to shoot the droid again?
Yes.
Okay. Same difficulty and everything.
If you're moving up, then you're closer now. You're getting close, so it'd just be one purple. Check succeeded. All right. And now you blasted this one.
Oh. Yeah, I definitely know what I'm doing. And she gives her pistol a little spin.
Nice shooting there, Uli. That's what I'm talking about. Someone with a gun getting stuff so done far. Here. Now let's.
So far, Commander Gorvex met the only competent person in our crew. No, I mean, Kale's probably competent. Kale's, I mean.
All right.
The first thing I've ever killed.
You guys will be in. I'm going to put the two beast tamers or masters into combat with this dog. So go ahead and let's see. How do I bring you to combat? All right.
Beast tamers?
Well, not beast tamers.
I thought that was me.
No, you're not a beast tamer. Kale's a beast tamer. You are but a humble zoo worker.
Ouch.
Yeah, someday you hope to be a beast tamer. So I put you guys in combat. I guess roll for initiative.
Vigilance.
Yes. And Kale, do you know where...
Vigilance? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. For some reason, it doesn't show what you rolled. Oh, you have to go to the... let's see. To the combat tab. It's the one next to chat at the top. That looks like swords. And there's a dice there.
Gotcha.
I guess I could have just put in your whatever you rolled, but.
But then he wouldn't have learned anything.
Nice.
Wow. Okay. So, Taz, you can go first.
So, we're not fighting the actual dogs.
Yes, you are. Oh. As opposed to what?
I thought you said the Beastmasters.
No, you are the Beast. Kale is the Beastmaster.
That's I know. Too. I thought you said you were going to put the Beastmasters in.
Yeah, you and Kale.
You guys, no. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to hurt the dog.
This is definitely a moral quandary, isn't it?
I'm just going to keep like trying to walk up to it, like calming it with like a good posture and like a calming voice.
And loving it and petting it and treating it really good and loving it.
I mean, it's going to attack you. So I guess we have to... I guess I don't know how we subdue it. I guess maybe... That's a good question.
Wrestle it.
Yeah, you'd have to wrestle it, right?
There should be some rope or net of some sorts inside the ship.
Well, are we inside the ship?
No, we are outside.
No, but you could run back.
What? Why do you do... they're telling you where it's at.
I'm not going to run back to the ship in the middle of trying to calm these down dogs.
Then why didn't you say that instead of what you said?
I'll run back to the ship.
Uli, thank you. Thank you.
Uli, thank you, Uli.
Does Uli have to do everything around here?
We just lost, our second gun.
Oh, listen. I mean, I still got to run to the ship. I can't imagine that I'll get that and come back in one go. Right? Or should I roll for something?
Oh, no, it won't be one turn. Yeah, you're gonna disappear for a couple turns.
All right, cool. So do I need to roll for anything or just...
No, just leave.
Okay. Well, I'm going to slowly
get out of here.
I get the sense that they're going to attack no matter what.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I mean, you have a turn, so you can do something. Because I know you don't want to attack them, like hurt them, and that's fine. But I'm trying to figure out what you should do instead. I guess it would be some kind of, it would be like a brawl, right?
Because sand in their eyes.
Because you do sense that they're going to attack on the next turn. So you can't just keep giving them food.
That was plan A.
Yeah, plan A was to keep feeding them. It's only made them hungrier.
For flesh.
For flesh.
For blood.
As remember your trainings. Yes. Remember that.
Your give them food.
No, remember that one place that kind of you touch it on the dog, scratch it a little. Oh, they love that stuff.
I tried that, I thought. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to try to pet it in the rages, Joan.
These dogs have rabies. They need to be put down.
They have rabies and chlamydia, so do not touch them there.
Do not touch these dogs.
Do not touch these. Do not wrestle with these dogs, Taz.
I'm getting chlamydia?
Maybe.
If you touch them in their erogenous zones, yes, there's a chance. If all goes well, you'll get chlamydia. So what? Okay, let's see. I'm looking at your. Yeah, I guess there's no. Maybe athletics, if you're gonna try and like. I'd say if it's a brawl, if you're trying to wrestle them, if you're trying to touch them in the right place, it should be some kind of, I think, maybe knowledge.
Knowledge?
I guess. Do you have a better suggestion? I'm willing to hear it.
Well, I would think athletics to get me through like their defenses.
Their teeth. Okay.
I would assume their I know teeth. where to pet them.
Okay.
How do I pet them where I don't get rabies?
Or chlamydia. So, yeah. I mean, knowledge for xenology, you have just as good as athletics, so it doesn't really matter. Okay. So I would roll that against their discipline, which is 2. So it would be 2 purple.
And a triumph.
All right.
I win their undying love. They will follow me to the end of the world.
This game is going to turn into a zoo.
Okay. You pacify the dogs. they really take a liking to you, really, really rubbing their erogenous zones. And they've grown attached to you somehow.
Well, Taz doesn't know what erogenous zones are.
Yeah, he just said it.
So he knows what they are, but he doesn't know like what they mean.
Right.
So he just knows he's got to pet the erogenous zone.
All right. Okay. No, we're not jerking these dogs off.
I didn't mean it like that. Jesus.
What are we talking about?
Just liking it more and more.
I space out for ten seconds. This is what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. All right. Let me make that a title. You're forbidden.
Right. 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 That from the record.
Taz doesn't know it was dirty.
I know, but now I'm saying that he also didn't do it. It's not that he didn't know it was dirty. It was that also he didn't do it. He just, you know, there's like behind the ear, let's say.
Maybe that's this species erogenous zone.
Okay, but it's not. That's what I'm saying.
Can I force
move these dogs and just throw them?
You'd have to roll for it.
If they follow me now.
No, I'm not going to. I think Taz would go running after them.
Okay.
I'm gonna call them Biff and Boff.
Are these dogs the dude? Work with the dogs.
Yeah, see? Not everything has to be violence.
Uli comes back with a rope and she's just like, I ran there for nothing?
Oh, but you can put a leash on him.
Yeah, no, we can use it as a leash.
If you like him, you better put a leash on it.
This is my rope now.
Yeah, and you missed it. Taz was massaging their erogenous zones.
That's not their crotch. We learned this.
It's behind their ear. It's
behind their ear.
And it's very PG.
Let's see. Do these dogs have ears? I'm zooming in.
They have... I'm not going to say anything.
I thought you said these were dogs.
They're dogish.
Yes.
Oh, these are not mastiffs. They're massives.
Oh, easy shoot.
Mistake. Oh, shoot. I put the wrong one in.
Okay. You get up to this the wall. It's a closed door.
Oh, crap.
We haven't set off any sort of security alert yet, have we?
It doesn't seem so.
Okay.
Is the door able to be, is it locked?
I don't know. Are you going to try and open it?
Yeah, I'm going to try to open it.
Yeah, it's locked.
Oh, fuck. All right. all right, I've done everything I can do.
I'm all out of ideas.
I've tried absolutely nothing, and I'm all out of ideas.
Do one of the droids have, like, a key card or something?
I don't know.
Guys,
did you look?
Can you go check?
I don't loot bodies.
Okay.
No, just joking. I'm looting these bodies.
I'll go take a look.
Oh, loot that body.
Yeah, loot that body.
Do you think maybe we can just bring their bodies over here and maybe scan them on the door? Maybe that works.
You
can try that.
Okay.
Roll for body drag.
I guess it would be a computer's. The door opens.
Wow. Perfect. Throw aside this droid.
Dude, I am so glad we brought you on this journey. I was out of ideas, honestly. All right. Cool. Can I take a gun?
Still loot them.
Can I take the gun?
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I'm gonna loot the droids. Take any firepower they might have or access keys going forward.
Do I have any key? Any money?
Gorvek, they have no need for money. They're in a socialist utopia. Gorvek reaches into their robot pants and pulls out their guns and tosses one to Clyde and loots the gun from the other droid and tosses it to who? Gorvek.
Why don't we give it to Kale?
Okay. So now Kale, and I guess I should get the gun item.
I look at it and go, you guys ever think about how uncivilized these guns are?
I don't
Wouldn't
know.
It
I'm
be great if we could just have a lightsaber?
That's for sure.
Oh, this is not it. Weapons.
Loot that body.
Loot that body.
Loot that body.
Okay, I'm going to put this in your inventory, this blaster rifle. And the other one was Clyde.
Centerboard.
Hiding in the back. Centerboard, yes. Not to be confused with the other Clyde. The ghost from Pac-Man. Oh, it looks like you had a gun already.
Did I?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, you had the gun this whole time?
No, have you seen these robes? I've got, have you seen these robes? I mean, they got everything. And I got a red book. I got a blue book. I got a fucking panini somewhere in here. I mean, there's dog treats. I could have another gun. And I have a flashlight on a stick. It's called a flash stick.
So that brings me to my next point, is that there was a threat as the door opened. And you poke your head through. And you do see these. So let's move you. Well, I don't know. You see some battle droids. Not battle droids. What the hell is this thing called?
Droid Deekas.
Droid Deekas. They are just pummeling blaster fire into a corner in this direction.
Our direction or another direction?
No, opposite from you. So if you walk in and you're facing and up is north, they are shooting due west.
And so they
do not see you, but they are really just firing just indiscriminately into this corner.
Oh, good. Okay. Looks like they're distracted, guys.
They are distracted. Let's go.
Okay, let's take a break there.
Before we just jump right in, Commander Gorbeck, do you have any idea where this book might be on this compound, or is there a place we should look? Headquarters, something?
I think they usually keep them in the library.
Okay.
Did we disagree that there was no library?
I don't know. I know they usually keep books in libraries.
I'm just saying this seems like there's a complex of things, a camp. It's a fueling station, right? So there's many buildings.
So Uli did ask you, Gorbeck, if you know where the book is in the compound. You do know where it is. It is in the building. There's the main building in front, and you have to go through the main building into a back building, which is where the book would be.
And what's this book again? Gorvek, Commander, Sir, Mister?
Listen, you'll find out shortly once we get this mission accomplished here, okay?
I wonder if this is a dirty magazine. Is this a dirty magazine, or is this really important?
This is really important. So let's just get the book, please.
No judgment. No judgment on this end if it's a dirty magazine.
You look at dirty magazines?
Not me.
I'll remind you, as you guys are talking, there's just blaster fire going to the west. You guys are talking about this book, and there's just blaster fire. It's you can see the entrance up here in between where the two droidecas. Is that what you said, Matt?
Droidecas.
Droidecas. Okay, I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember how to pronounce it. Where they're at. Roll a perception. I guess, is anybody trying to look at where they're shooting?
Yes.
Okay, Uli. I see you running back and forth out there.
What are they shooting at?
Success. Okay, you see that they are shooting at a group of clone troopers that are pinned down over in the in that direction.
Out of character. Do we like, are we on the same side as clone troopers, or we're not, right?
No, you are.
We
you
are?
Might not be, but we are.
We are. Okay. No, I
like
just
me and Biden.
No, they're still working for the Jedi at this point. That's
they're still working for the Jedi, yes.
Okay, good. Shit.
Is this before the Clone Wars or after the Clone Wars? Because if it's
this is during the Clone Wars.
Because they wouldn't be on our side then.
No, the droids are not on your side.
Okay.
The droids aren't. The clones are.
Oh, the clones. Okay. All
yeah.
the clones.
Yeah.
Sorry, I misheard.
Okay. And yeah, they are both on, and actually Gorvek, you are also on the same side as clones and the Jedi. All
right. You're a good guy.
Well,
we gotta go rescue them.
No, we don't. We need to get that book and get out of here.
Aren't those your men?
They can fight their own battle. Yep.
Don't we have to go through that to get into the building?
No.
No. Okay, so where do we go?
You had a secret back entrance?
Straight ahead and to the left in the main building.
Where do we get in?
The door.
Which door?
So
I don't know. I don't think I could see the like whole map. Like,
oh, because you're in the back here. Let's get you through the door.
Get you in there now.
And you should be able to see a little bit more, right?
No, not really. I don't know. It's like way up in the head corner of my screen. Is there a way to like, am I just not
if you need to move around, you need to do two fingers or like, you know, and then
to
zoom.
I mean that.
I don't think there's doors on this drawing anyway, so
I'm guessing what I'm saying is I
can't see what you're seeing, so I'm like,
I got an idea. Like, roll a perception check and then we'll imagine a door.
Okay.
If you roll it right.
All right, yeah. Roll right. Perception.
Yeah, that'll be under skills.
Yeah, don't fail, because that would be inconvenient.
I did get a few threats though, so maybe.
No, the threat was that that there were droids there and they were shooting.
Oh, okay. The threat is you're suddenly blind.
Do you want me to change this at all?
No. Oh my god.
That's your perception too?
It's like a huge door. Jesus. It's a massive door. It's like you can't see it. It says enter right here.
Big blinking lights.
Yeah, blinking lights with an arrow.
Book. Okay.
So book here.
You perceive with your strategic knowledge, you do see that they're shooting at these clones in the corner. They're pinned down, but they are probably pretty distracted by that. And in between, there is the door, but you may be able to sneak behind them if they are sufficiently shooting at the clones.
They're sufficiently shooting.
They're sufficiently distracted shooting the clones, which they do seem to be.
They're pretty distracted. Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, they're really shooting that corner.
Well, you didn't see that. Gorvek did.
Gorvek, yeah.
All right, yeah, up ahead there's a door. We can get in as long as we sneak past them, so let's go.
But what about the men? The clones?
I said before.
Oh, this doesn't seem right. But also, I mean...
This is war, man. There's no right and wrong. Let's go. You're arguing out here, you throw rocks.
I got a gun now.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I should have gave that to you now. I'm really regretting that choice.
All right, I'm going to sneak behind with Commander Gorvek.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
All right, I guess I'll try to sneak as well with my pups, Biff and Boff.
Biff and Boff, Kale and Glide.
I'm like walking across, but I'm like really like I'm having a moral conflict. But what can I do? I mean, I've just got a flashlight and a stick, and a gun,
and a gun and a cloak and a panini and a dream. Like, all right, Kale, you're following too.
Yeah, I'm behind Clyde.
Okay, everybody, roll a stealth check. I will give everyone a bonus, which is the light blue die. Or boost, which is light blue die, for the distraction currently going on.
Do I make it more difficult because of...
Roll under skills now.
Ups.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
What was it?
What was it? Stealth?
Yeah, yes, stealth.
All right. Wow. So, Kale and right. Kale and Gorvek, you guys get across it real easy. The rest of us are just tromping.
Okay. Yeah. So Kale and Gorvek were successful?
Yes.
Yep. We ran our signature back doors, no babies play. We were in there.
The newest players are really stealthy, apparently.
Where's Kale at? Where did you go, Kale?
Right here.
Oh, you're underneath.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, yeah. You guys sneak behind. The other three, you do startle the droids, and they stop firing and they turn towards you.
Oh. Go, Biff. Go, Boff. Oh.
Hello. This isn't where we parked our spaceship. Hi. Do they shoot? Are they shooting yet? Do they shoot questions, ask questions later?
Not yet, but they're about to.
Oh, God. This is tense.
Disarm immediately.
I'm disarmed. I don't have anything.
I mean, leave the premises immediately.
Oh, I have no problem. You keep doing that.
Hey. Who's going to shout at him? Hey, who you got over there?
You mean who we were shooting at before?
Did I ask? Yes.
They are also intruders.
Huh. Seems like a whole lot of intruders. You guys don't seem to be doing your job very well. What a disappointment.
And at that minute, the clones start returning fire at the droids. So they turn again. Sensing that that is the most urgent, or for being fired at, that they turn their attention back towards the clones.
I sent Biff and Boff.
To what?
Attack them.
Attack the robots?
Yes.
Okay.
Clyde, what are you doing? Are you running?
I'm. What are you doing?
I don't know. Look, why don't you go with them? You know more about books, right?
I mean, I know a little bit. I mean, I work in the library. I don't know if I mentioned.
Well, look, they're looking for a book. You need to go. We'll stay here and keep these guys distracted.
Are you sure?
No, but go.
Do you need another gun?
Yes.
All right, I
already have. Yeah, give me your gun.
All right, I give her my gun.
All right, Clyde gives his gun to Uli.
Easy come, easy go.
And now Uli has two guns.
Two guns.
Only one more to go.
And Clyde has zero.
Nice.
I'm going to start returning fire back on the, or not return fire, I'm going to start trying to hit the one of the droids.
Okay, and the dogs pounce at one of the droids?
Yeah, we'll just send them at the one.
Okay.
I'm going to fire at the one that's not getting the dogs.
Okay. Sounds good. So then I guess you guys would be in combat. Oh, wait, I probably have to close this combat, so get rid of that. New combat. and roll for initiative.
Vigilance, right?
Yeah. Well, these are some really terrible rolls.
Yeah, mine was bad.
Oh, I didn't put the dogs in there.
It's kind of the most important one.
For you.
Mm-hmm. Look at that roll, baby. Biff and Boff doing it like bosses.
All right. Now you guys have gotten the droids just moving back and forth. You know, they can't really decide because you're getting them from both ways. A clone trooper is going to shoot towards them. They're at medium. Let's see. Oh, combat. What is the... Oh, I guess blaster rifle's right here. All right. Clone trooper check succeeded. I will give some damage to this. It's 12.
Oh, 12 okay. Damage?
Yeah. All right. Who's next then?
Biff and Boff.
Okay, Biff. Biff and Boff are... I'm assuming it's this one?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. And this is the one that took the damage. The one on top. And what is their weapon? They have no weapons. So I guess just brawl.
They have teeth?
They don't have teeth in their inventory.
Well, neither do I. That doesn't mean I don't have them.
We don't know that. Let me see if there's teeth in the gear. No, teeth are not in the gear. I know claws are. Nope, they're
not. Well, then you know.
Okay, then I will just roll combat, brawl, I guess.
Right.
Check failed.
Those dogs get fucking messed up.
All right.
No.
Where is this one facing? I don't remember. I guess the droids? Or, I mean, the clones?
That makes sense. That's the one that they shot.
That shot him? Yeah. Twin heavy blasters. All right. They miss. Taz.
Well, since the one droidica was distracted.
Okay.
I'm going to take out my force pike and stab it.
Okay, so the one up on top.
No.
The one on, oh, he's distracted with the dog. Yeah. Okay, so you can have a boost for that. And you're close, so I guess just simple would be fine.
Well, it's going to be engaged. It's a
okay,
melee.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So two purple.
Oh, two purple?
Yeah, you did. Those are two purple.
No, one's a boost. I failed anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Pool. All right. Then that brings it to an enemy slot. Oh, see, this is confusing. Because now I don't know who.
I think it was the other droid.
Both. Okay. Yeah. We'll just do the other droid because it's going to have the clones as enemy slots and they shouldn't be enemies. That's why it's confusing. Maybe I can move them. Did they move when I change this to friendly?
No.
Okay. So the other droid is going to shoot at the dogs, which are close. So it's going to be one difficulty. Clone. That's not right. That shouldn't have been.
Well, we can't see your rolls anyway.
Oh, you can't?
All right. No, we have more private.
All right. So this is supposed to be the...
Well, you probably had the clone clicked or something.
It must have been.
What's that, Triumph?
Triumph is going to be a critical on the dogs, but since they are...
No!
Since they are minions, well, that is, the critical is a death, so one of the dogs croaks.
Oh, no.
Was it Biff or Boff?
That's going to be up to you later. All right, and a clone... Because, Uli, you win already?
No, not yet.
Okay. If you want to go now, you can go.
Okay. I'm going to aim for the droid furthest from me, the one that's more further north.
Okay.
And I'm going to do blaster rifle. Nothing right. changed?
Sure. Yes.
Cool. Oh.
Failed. Wow, you guys are... bad at this. I gotta give you guys XP because you guys deserve XP.
For failing so much?
No, for being such good sports.
For being okay. brave.
For being... No, I mean, you guys have had some success.
Putting up with this bullshit.
All right, clone trooper is going to shoot at the further one, the one that's facing them. And... is successful and does 12 damage, which obliterates this droid here. So one is dead. Okay, now I'm going to go back to the other group. You guys went inside, right?
Yeah, I'm running up behind him trying to catch up.
Okay, you guys snuck in the back door. And you guys are going into this area here. I need to bring you in. Kale, Clyde, and
Gorbachev.
Gorvek.
Commander Gorbachev. Gideon Gorbachev.
And he's smaller for some reason, but okay. So you guys come inside. This kind of looks like it's outside, but trust me, you are really inside. And you see, never mind. These were not here. And you see a door, coming in this door, and it looks like a little convenience store. Now that you're inside the walls, to the, it looks like it just got all of the markings of a convenience store.
Is that where the book's at, Gorvek?
Yes. Yes,
in the
sir.
Convenience store?
Yep. That's it.
Are we buying you a dirty magazine? I'm still not convinced this book isn't a dirty magazine.
Until you read it.
You guys walk up to the door, try the door. It is locked.
Oh my God, not again.
The sign says here, come back in 15 minutes.
Can we? We don't have time for that.
Can I try to pick the lock?
Yes. That would be a skullduggery check. It's under skills.
You could do it.
Oh,
do it. Do it.
Good to roll.
Yeah.
Wow, he kicked the door down.
We might want to bring this commander guy with us everywhere.
To all the doors.
That's kind of the point.
So how does this narratively, like, how does this happen?
How do you pick the door, Nick?
Oh, yeah. Not paying attention there. so yeah, I went up to the door and just kicked it in.
All right. Yeah, you kicked it, but you kicked it in the right spot, and the door slides open, right? And it's erogenous zone. And the door slides open. And you guys are now in what is an eerily kind of empty convenience store. The food, I mean, there's food on the shelves, but they're all dusty. It looks like they haven't been touched in a long time.
Oh, goodness.
So a typical convenience store.
Yes. Well, yes. And hey, a droid convenience store.
I work in one of those now. Sorry. Out of character.
All right. So what are we looking for? A book, right? Is it here on the shelves?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in the back room.
One of these shelves there. Right in the back. Yeah. In the back room there.
All right, then, to the back room. Hey, I got a flashlight I can use right here. And I pull out my flash stick. I don't think it works like that.
There's a droid at the counter. You see in the back corner of the room, there's a door, which is labeled conveniently back room.
So we got to go distract this droid?
You need to get... I mean, the droid is in between you and the door.
God. All right, guys, we got to get past this droid. Any ideas?
Clyde, why don't you use that gun?
Think about that gun.
Yes.
You remember how I had that? Well, I kind of gave
remember
it to
remember how you had it?
Yeah, I kind of gave it to somebody else. Remember that
you, what do you mean kind of gave it to somebody else? What?
That green girl, she needed it.
Green
I've got
girl.
Look
what
the green girl the Uli.
Oh, green girl. Yeah. Oh,
I mean, I have a flash stick.
So you
and
gave your gun away.
I have a flash stick, and I have this red book. It's not useful anymore, so now I'm going to use it as a weapon. I think.
Okay. Right,
a flash stick is so a flash stick. I thought was a cattle prod, but it turns out it's just a stick that flashes and stuns them. So
doing much good here.
Warbeck, I think I can handle this. I appreciated the gun that you gave me, so I will.
Don't let me look bad in front of the general. I was helping out a crewmate.
Or perhaps you would like to borrow my gun, Clyde. What would you like to do?
Do you have a gun? Do you have an extra one?
I do. I have the other one that was looted off the droids, yes.
Yeah, I'll borrow it if you want. I'll give it back, I promise.
Why don't you just use it, Kale?
What is with it? Yeah, what is with you guys giving away your guns?
We're Jedi. We're monks.
I'm more of a solve it with the fist type of thing, and these droids, can't really punch them that well. So
and guns are so uncivilized. Have I talked about that before? Super uncivilized.
Oh my goodness!
You guys hello, you guys there in the corner. I'm the droid. Can I help? Can I help you?
Quick, someone shoot it!
Hey, hold on.
Can I help you with something? No. We don't get many customers here.
We need to gain access to the back room.
Do you have ID?
Yeah.
What do we need ID for?
I can't just let anyone back here. You need to be over a certain age.
Oh. we all have ID.
You... All right, I'm going to go back to the combat on the other side of the wall for a second. Okay, now where were we? Combat.
Gotta say, I really appreciate this extra gun I have.
At least really somebody does.
Really adding a lot to this, isn't it?
Yeah. Two guns are way better than just one or none.
Or a stick with a flashlight.
Token, this should be friendly. Let's see. Okay. They did. Now they changed. All right.
Yes.
All right. So the top of the initiative, these clones, the clone was up there, but it doesn't have to be the clone that takes the turn. Does anybody else want the turn?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll take another shot.
Okay.
Literally.
Huh. All right.
Can't shoot for shit, though.
Oh, that sucked. all right. Anybody want to... Who's second?
I guess I'll take it.
All right. What are you going to do?
I am going to use magnitude.
What is that?
What does it say where to go?
Here
somewhere.
You got to click your sheet. And then click your force power heal harm.
So it's a heal harm.
Okay.
So I would like to harm the droid. Oh, it says live in target. Never mind.
Yeah, it won't work on a droid.
It will not. I'm just going to stab him again for shooting Biff and or Boff.
Okay. Do it then.
I will.
Do it.
Do it. All right.
Successful. 4 damage.
Which is probably not even enough to get past their soak.
Let's say it is.
So that's a no, it wasn't.
And it was not.
Well, no, since it's engaged or melee, do they even have soak?
I think so.
I didn't think soak was for melee.
I think if you had a piercing object, then it would not be soak. Does it have pierce? It does not. It does some damage.
It's a point, though. You would think it'd be pointy.
Yeah, it turns out. All right. The droid is going to... shoot at, I guess, the last thing that shot at it, which was Taz. Yeah, that's you. And combat with its twin heavy blasters.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. That is a lot of damage. It Ooh. Does 13 damage minus your soak, which is 11. Which brings you up to 12 wounds.
That was so much damage.
Yeah. Ouch.
That's why you don't run being Sarn at this point.
All right. Friendly shot from the clones are going to shoot at the last remaining droid. Combat blaster rifle. Failed, unfortunately. This clone will shoot at the droid. Check succeeded.
Oh.
Which is enough to, well, not quite. It does. It takes a lot of damage. There's a good shot. The droid is still up. You do have one more character in the initiative.
That's Biff
the other
Boff.
Dog.
Yeah. Let's hope the dog is successful for your sake. And it's going to roll. What was it? Brawl, I guess we were using.
Yeah.
It succeeds. And
it does.
And it kills the droid. The droid is dead. One dog is dead. But one dog is triumphant. The clones peek up their heads and yell out, "Oi!" And start slowly approaching you.
Because they're Australian.
New Zealand, actually. thanks for saving our hides back there.
No problem. And blood flies out.
How'd you guys even get caught back here?
Oh, we're looking for a book.
What a coincidence. We're looking for a book, too.
Oh, do you know where it is?
No.
What book are you looking for?
Yeah, what book are you looking for?
I was just told that I would know it when I saw it, and it was really important, and it was in there.
Did a guy tell you this with a kind of a big bug-eyed kind of guy?
You mean Commander Gorvek?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We report to him.
He's here.
He just let you guys sit down here.
I'm sure he had his reasons.
No, he saw you guys getting shot at by those things and
It's the blood loss, and Uli's going to kind of, like, step right on his chest. A little bit of blood's going to squirt out.
Oh, all right. Yeah, let's go in then, I guess.
Taz, you good to go?
No, I would like to heal myself.
Oh, you're fine. Can you heal yourself?
I don't know. I was just curious.
You can. It would be a medical check.
Because you have your force powers. I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, if I use my heal harm.
Does it say to heal from an engaged, including user? Okay,
including
you can.
User.
You can try. You can try your force powers.
All right.
Okay.
I can spend two, right?
Spend to heal a number of wounds equal to
intellect.
Intellect. Oh, which is your lowest. Your lowest one.
Did you give up part of your intellect for something else?
Let's not bring that up. Yes, so I healed two.
Yeah.
All right, you heal too.
I need a stimmy.
A stimmy. All
right. And you guys follow them inside. Follow each other inside the flying gent.
Come on, Biff and or Boff. Biff or Boff.
Yeah, it's not and Boff.
No, because one of them is dead.
Yes.
Forever.
All right. You guys follow into the convenience store. The two clones see Gorvek and salute. Sir!
Gentlemen, you made it.
Yes, good to see you. Oh, you decided to take this mission on yourself.
I knew I would need some backup, so I appreciate you guys holding their attention so I could get in here.
Sir, yes, sir.
Jeez.
They want the book, too?
They're with me.
This must be one really good book.
I bet you it's dirty.
I'm going to go up. I'm going to go up to the droid and provide some... fake IDs that I have with me.
Okay. Yes, I will allow it. Let's see.
I don't have to roll for it.
I guess, you know what? That would be deception.
Deception, yeah.
Roll for fake ID. Oh my God, he's got three fake IDs.
His wallet comes out and it's just like all those like different IDs.
It's like he has a little wallet with like the little pictures, but they're all just fake IDs. Like from what planet are we on now? What planet is this?
Oh, it's an asteroid.
Yeah, it looks like
this is the asteroid planet.
Looks like, It almost looks like I sell fake IDs.
Maybe you do.
Overspilling with a bunch of different IDs from different random people.
All right. Yes, of course. You are over 18 in some jurisdictions. I'm not sure why you have this ID for a 12-year-old, but this one says 18.
Well, as long as they'll do.
And
they're going to let us in?
Well, the rest of you, are you their parental guardians? On this asteroid, the law is, you can go in there if you have parental concurrence.
I mean, clearly this man's probably our parent, right, Commander Gorbachev? Even though I look older than you?
we're good to go, right?
Yeah, right.
You're their parent? Okay. Assuming you're not actually his parent, you'll have to roll a deception.
Roll for parent.
Roll for parent.
This is asking too many questions here.
Roll for daddy.
Oh, God.
Deception, daddy. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He succeeds. Okay, he believes you. He opens the door, and you guys are free to go through the locked door. Let me pull you in here, and you guys come in. And you see you walk from. It looks like you're leaving the building, going through a bit of outside into a building in the back. It's glowing with neon. It looks a bit like this. Can you see it?
Yep, it's right on that back rack to the right there.
The Jedi text?
Yeah, right underneath that.
Or the forbidden hook noodles.
No, in the back.
No, it's in the back.
The forbidden text. The forbidden Jedi text.
No, but I'm trying to see what that word under hook is, or to the right of hook is.
It's nonsense.
I think it says hook nudes.
I'm surprised the AI got everything else.
All right, is someone going to go get the book?
Yeah, I'm going to go get the book. I'm going to scamper forward because I like books. I'm scampering. Oh, where is it? Where is it? Commander, where's the book you want? I'll go get it for you. Where is it? All
right. Slow down. You're going too fast. It should be right over there.
All right. Which one is it?
He points to one. You pick it up. You're reading the title. It says Echoes of the Force.
All right.
And you notice it's a little dusty, so you blow the dust on it.
Oh, God.
it reveals more of the title. It's Echoes of the Force, Whispers of the Flesh.
Oh, goodness.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that book really was dirty, guys. You were right. It was a dirty book.
What kind of book is this again, sir?
Oh, I think you know what kind of book that is.
I open halfway through and I just get appalled.
Just say the force is strong with that one.
Yeah, we need you because I think you're the only one who rolled any good rolls today. I think we're just going to stick you in the front of everything. We're just going to, all right.
Yeah.
Battle initiative. Commander, get up here.
Commander.
Get in front. Anything we got to do, we're pushing him first.
That's what I thought was going to be like the point. You guys kept on throwing rocks.
You guys have a commander.
Yeah.
He didn't really command us too much.
I was trying to be creative. I don't have anything. I didn't go.
They'd be like, yeah, here they come. And he's like, I'll give them some dog food. I'm like, dog food? I'll just keep feeding them dog food.